When you look at that ballot this election season, you'll see more than just two names on the presidential part of the ballot, more than the four names you've been hearing in the news. In all, Wisconsin voters will have seven candidates to choose from, plus the write-in option.
We've invited all seven of those candidates to join us on the Ideas Network for an interview, and today we'll hear from the first of those candidates.
Rocky De La Fuente is the Reform Party candidate for president. He appears on the ballot in some states on the Reform Party ticket. In Wisconsin and other states, he's listed as the candidate for the American Delta Party. I talked to him earlier today. Rocky, welcome to Central Time.
Thanks, sir.
Well, before we get to specific issues, what do you bring to this presidential campaign that we're not seeing from the Republican and Democratic candidates?
Common sense, logic, and a little bit of respect to the American people.
Tell us a little bit about your background, how your experience would serve you as president.
Well, I've been basically, my first job was at age 9. My first business hiring employees was age 11. And from there, it's history. I've been doing this for 50 years. When you start at age 9, it doesn't take, you can accumulate the years very, very quick. I currently do business in 4 countries. I do business in California in over 40 cities. And I'm currently doing business in 8 states across the nation, New York, Florida, New Mexico, Texas, so forth and so on. I just met with your mayor of Racine, Wisconsin, and we're talking about creating one of the first projects in the nation in Wisconsin, which will be very good for the Wisconsin economy, because basically we found the cure to no longer be dependent on fossil fuel. And with this new found wealth of lignolenic acid, we'll be able to create millions and millions of jobs, not only in America, but around the world.
What is that? What is that energy source?
Well, the energy source is very simple. You start with corn, you start with wood, you start with sugarcane, you make biomass, which everybody understands it, but it has to be subsidized by the government.
Hmm.
It'll be 100% self-sufficient, and it's basically, if you go to a web, and you go to, and it's called lignolenic acid. It's been working now for 2 years in Europe, and basically it's going to be renewable energy. And basically, we can tell the oil companies they don't longer have to look for oil, and they no longer have to go offshore to look for oil, because we're now going to be able to have Wisconsin, Illinois, Iowa, Kansas, Nebraska, etc. That land's going to go up in skyrocket, because we're going to be able to need crops to be able to make this fuel not only for America but to the world.
You've said
Go ahead.
I want to get back directly into the election a little more now. You've said that the primary and general election systems are unfair to candidates like you who aren't politically connected, part of the political elite. What would you like to see change?
Well, the first thing is the basic. Let's start with basics. We need to make sure that our votes are counted. We make sure that once the votes are counted and there's no election fraud. Today, there's a lot of election fraud. This is going to be the year of most election fraud in the history of America. And I hope that this will be the last year. And from here, we can have election reform. So the one issue is qualifying in the ballot. One issue is this, as you know, I'm currently in Wisconsin on the ballot on November 8th for President of the United States under Rocky De La Fuente. But I tried to basically be in Wisconsin for the Democratic ticket. And I fought it all the way to the Superior Court, Court of Appeals, and Wisconsin did not allow me to participate in the primary. And even though I was not in the primary in Wisconsin, I had a bunch of people that were so kind to write me in. But this time I'm going to make it a lot easier in Wisconsin. People can physically go into the ballot, look my name up, and put the little black mark next to my name.
Now, in the first 100 days of a Rocky De La Fuente presidency, what would be some of your top priorities?
The numbers part is basically getting the company jump started so we can get a gross national product between 4 and 5%. It's sustainable for the next 4 years and hopefully 4 years later. We need to basically create jobs, and more jobs, because that's what America needs the best. The second thing we need to do is address the immigration problem, and the immigration problem will take a little bit longer than that, but that would be basically the second issue that I need to address. We have 12 million people that basically need to find out what their destiny is. We need to give them a path to citizenship because we need those workers. We need those workers. Those are assets. Everybody calls them liabilities. I call them assets. So we need to get those 12 million people certain because some of them have married American women, some of them have married American men, and they have American families. And it's not fair that we have them in America. I'm not questioning how they got here or why they're here, but we need to have an immigration policy that's fair, that's logical, and it's enforceable. So I'm cleaning up the mess that has been done by the last four or five administrations. The next part is education. We cannot grow our economy. We cannot sustain our economy if we don't have education at all levels. I'm proposing the largest virtual reality university in via the internet that basically will bring the best professors from all over the world so people in America can have university for free 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. Because most people that happen to be in this country cannot afford to take time to go to the Ivy League or to any other university. Therefore, they can study between 2 and 4 o'clock in the morning or on Saturday or Sunday. So those three is a handful. In addition, once you have the education and you have the jobs, eventually you get old and you have a problem with health care. So you need to make sure that we can tweak and modify Obamacare so it's affordable to all of them. And you can do that with a couple of ideas, which at this point you can go to my page, Rocky2016.com, and check all the ideas since we have to have a short fuse on this program. And by the way, thank you very much for having me.
Oh, of course.
But then we have other issues that are as important. What are we doing to the what are we doing with our veterans? What are we doing with our people for Social Security? What are we doing with our homeless? What are we doing with an abusive government regulation that is trying to do everything they can for us not to create jobs? We are in a war. We are in a war against basically the Orient. We're in a war, an economic war against Europe. We need to understand that we need to make sure that we know that we're in a war and make sure that we're prepared to fight it because we're losing day in and day out. We are losing to other societies that are better prepared to do it. We need to grow. We currently owe $20 trillion. $20 trillion is what's going to be owed by November 8th. And nobody cares that $20 trillion are out there. And if we don't watch that number, your grandchildren, your children, or your great-grandchildren are going to get stuck with the sins of 2020, 2016, 2012. So unless we make a correction, we're all going to be, our grandchildren are going to be blaming us for what we did.
We're talking to Rocky De La Fuente, presidential candidate for the Reform Party. He's on the ballot in Wisconsin under the American Delta Party. Rocky, I want to turn to foreign policy. That's something you've talked about some. What do you see the role of American foreign policy being?
First of all, you need the role of the president has to follow the Constitution. That's his number fundamental right. The first thing he does is he swears to follow the Constitution. And that, of course, takes care of the Second Amendment. And it takes care of the First Amendment, the Fifth Amendment, the 14th Amendment, all of them. And, of course, you understand for Wisconsin, basically most Wisconsins would like to have the rights of the Constitution respected in the right to bear arms. So the president has no choice but to basically take care of the Constitution. As it relates to policing the world, as it relates to making sure that the whole world does what they're supposed to be doing, there's nowhere in the United States Constitution that says that's the role of the United States. We try to mess with all the cultures and all the religions all over the world at a cost of $6-7 trillion that we're now stuck with. And yes, we should be involved in certain issues. We should have been involved, but sometimes we get involved in the wrong way. The mess that's currently in Iran, Iraq, Syria, ISIS. We created it in 1980. So we have created that whole mess. We created a whole mess in Afghanistan. And most of the messes we created is because we were trying to protect oil. Once oil is no longer part of the equation, two things get solved. Our focus can be in the United States. It can be focused on the U.S. citizens. It can be focused on the people in America. But more importantly, we need to focus on global warming. Oil, we are destroying this planet. It's the only one we got. It was given to us by our parents. It was given to us by ancestors. We should have at least the courtesy of giving it to the next generation in the same way it was given to us. And I believe that by us basically putting all our emphasis in renewable energy, we can solve the oil problem, we can solve the oil dependency, we can solve making sure it's renewable, but more important, create millions and millions of jobs. Nobody's focusing on jobs. Everybody's just focusing, what are we going to do to the mess we created in the Middle East? What about the everyday American? What happens to our homeless? What happens to the people that went to war at wars that I don't even want to talk about? They came from Vietnam, or they came back from Korea, or they came back from whatever, and we basically abandoned them. Some of them lost their lives, their brothers, their parents. We abandoned them. We need to have common decency and respect for all those people that have stood up for America.
We'll leave it there for now, Rocky. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you very much, and I hope that Wisconsin can tell the rest of the world that on the top two, none of the above.
That was Rocky De La Fuente, presidential candidate for the Reform Party. He's on the ballot here in Wisconsin for the American Delta Party.
Coming up, we want to hear from you at 1-800-642-1234. Did you watch the final presidential debate last night? And what stood out for you as a defining moment for one or both candidates? If you were waiting to hear from the candidates last night before making your decision, do you know who you're voting for? And is there anything that could happen between now and Election Day that would change your mind on who you vote for? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Or you can post on the Central Time Facebook page.